Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I conclude there are no good ideas left in our public schools. The professors of education systematically discredited and eliminated all the best theories and methods, so these could be replaced with inferior substitutes, all of which leads to dumbing down. For example, the professors say phonics doesn't work, etc., etc., but the real goal is evidently to make the children read with sight words, when the educators know very well that their sight words are a destructive gimmick. Let me dramatize the present situation. We live on a vast, empty landscape where the percentage of children who are ignorant and illiterate increases each year. How do our mad professors perpetuate this dreary situation? Okay, now the professors claim that K-12 is an exacting pursuit of what works best. That's just nonsense. Parents face a fog of propaganda, sophistry, debating tricks, and lies. The professor's first, and I would say main technique, is to move every discussion away from the serious to the trivial. Let's say some critic postulates that the education establishment does not know how to teach reading. Do they refute that point? No. They jump to a history of reading in the United States. They mention the wide differences in reading ability from one part of America to another. Then they segue into an analysis of literacy testing. And that's just the first volley. There are dozens of dead ends that they can explore for months and years, and still they have not explained why they are unable to teach reading. All of this chicanery has a dark comedy aspect, but don't underestimate or misjudge these people. They have studied every detail. They know what the parents will put up with. They know which politicians might be a problem. A large gelatinous bulldozer is now rolling over you. How can you fight back? Mainly, you must understand why the professors of education do the crazy things they do. So now here is a recent unfolding of the typical pattern, which is intended to be an illustration of everything else that's taking place. Everyone knows about the crisis in the sciences, often called STEM subjects. When a major education website trumpets big developments in how, open quote, COVID-19, climate change, and other crises are changing science teaching, close quote. This sounds important. First step, be suspicious, be cynical. Note that this big new development is limited to two topics, climate and COVID. Why only two? Why only those two? Climate and COVID are the two most publicized and discussed topics in science. Do they need a smidgen of additional attention? Another good question is, could you even use either of these subjects to teach children anything about general science? Climate and COVID are much too big and complex for use with young children. Let's consider this dirty little secret. We are having all these troubles with the sciences because our K-12 schools refuse to teach elementary math or general science. Children can't do the simplest things because they have not been taught to do them. But now the professors want to lecture us about the new developments in these fields. That's chutzpah. Cause a problem and then boast that you have a solution. These pretenders want to tell us about the reinvigorating of the teaching of science and how educators are leveraging phenomena such as climate change and COVID-19 to answer all the questions that students have, close quote. But nothing has been more relentlessly covered than climate change for the past 40 years, and in the last 3 years, nothing has been more exhaustively explained than COVID. So why suddenly all the excitement about something that cannot even be explained to younger students? Certainly nothing new can be added. Additionally, both these topics are neck deep in controversy and dispute, never mind the pretensions of certainty. No one should forget that there are major thinkers claiming that both these fields are rife with deception and fraud. Now we should suspect this is nothing but a clever try by the education establishment to use the latest fads and buzzwords to promote their favorite progressive topics. The climate will kill us, and epidemics need vaccines that require greater control of the public by health officials. Children will have no way of understanding this propaganda or defending themselves against it. Wear a mask and shut up will seem reasonable instructions. I fear that what would help and could easily be done will not be done. Schools should teach arithmetic and general science starting in kindergarten. Teach the fun, simple stuff first and then work your way up. Any schools not doing things in the common sense, traditional way should be avoided. Those places are engaged in quackery. Postscript. This article was inspired by EWA, Education Writers of America, but I'm not interested in individual offenders. The important thing is to give you a feeling of how the whole industry works. Every part of K-12, from pre-pre-K to the end of high school, has all of these weird tendencies toward nullifying whatever is left of traditional education. That's how you get the dumbing down they seem so desperately to want. I hope everyone will oppose those tendencies. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.